Right now, we welcome to the studio our friend Linda Bollifer. She's the executive director of the Multicultural Leadership Program, and even though their class for the year has graduated, they have ramped up their preps for the next class, the class of 2019. Linda, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You've got applications that people can make their applications for the class of 2019. Let's remind people what MCLP is, what people do if they decide and are accepted into the class.
Sure. MCLP is the Multicultural Leadership Program. We're a small local nonprofit which does leadership development. So each year we have a class or a cohort that goes July through March with learning events twice a month to learn to become better leaders, to build relationships, to learn more about community service, and they also do projects for local nonprofits. So if anyone is interested, or that sounds good, they can find more information on our website, which is bn-mclp.org. There's an online application, there's references, there's interviews, and then we select the class, which will kick off July 26th.
One of the things I've learned in doing these interview segments with you and also the folks who participate in MCLP is what a valuable resource these people are for local nonprofits. A lot of times these nonprofits, maybe you want to create a new website and you don't know how to do it and you don't have the money. You're a small, you know, nonprofits are looking for money all the time. They're not looking to spend money. They need that for whatever their cause is. So instead of spending several thousand dollars on an IT person or a web person, there might be an expert at MCLP, and they take on that project, and they're able to do that free of charge. I point to upgrading a website because I think you had a project team that did something like
We had one that did something like that, and I know locally a bunch just got refreshed websites through 48 and 48, but you're bringing us to the second thing we're doing right now, which is accepting project proposals. Those are also available at our website. So any nonprofit that is based in McLean County can submit a project proposal, and the class works on those projects from September through March. So the first part of the program, they're getting to know themselves better, doing assessments, learning to work with people who are different from them, and then we tell them what project they're assigned to. And one thing I find is very interesting about our program, which was developed before I came, is that the project teams are assigned to be as diverse as possible. So based on people's strengths, their backgrounds, their professions, so you get this really diverse thought group there, five people who are going to work on your project from September through March.
We're going to take a break here and continue our conversation with Linda Bollifer, the Executive Director of Multicultural Leadership. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what some of those more intriguing projects have been and how some of the members of these project teams learn these new skills. Not all of them in each project team have a background in the particular project that they're working on. There's usually one team leader at least who's pretty well versed in it. But we'll talk about that when we come back here on the WJBC Midday Show.
This is AM 1230 WJBC.
AM 1230 WJBC. It's 120. It's 71 degrees. The temperature's dropped 3 degrees in about the last 15 minutes. Maybe some rain moving in. It usually means a front's coming in. Hey, we're visiting with Linda Bollifer. She's the executive director of the Multicultural Leadership Program. She joins us every month. They're taking applications for their class of 2019, and they're also accepting project proposals from McLean County nonprofits who may have a project in front of them that they'd like some assistance with. We're also talking about some of the bigger project successes that MCLP has had with its project teams, right?
Correct.
What are some of the bigger ones? I know you can't highlight everything, but what stands out?
Sure. We've had over 40 projects in the past 9 years, so I can't talk about all of them. But one which was in the news last month, the Community Healthcare Clinic, in April they had their big event. We've done two projects for them which have really brought great value. In 2012, we had a team which developed a method to quantitatively measure the value of the services they provide. And the team that created that, it's actually been a model that's been shared across the country. And so when you hear the community healthcare clinic say how many millions of dollars they're saving by keeping people out of the emergency room and doing preventative services, those measurements are a direct result of one of our project teams. Then a couple of years ago, we had a team that did a dental clinic feasibility study, and they researched other clinics. They met with local dentists. They got dentists to agree to donate services as well as equipment. And in April, the community healthcare clinic announced that they are moving towards opening their dental clinic in towards the end of this summer. So those are two projects for one local nonprofit, which have really made a major impact.
You've also had some participants, many of them, who've gone on to bigger successes after their experience at MCLP.
That's correct, and it's always great to get a chance to highlight some of our alumni. Ricky Lee Beneke, who was in the MCLP class of 2015, she has a long history working in disability rights, and with the retirement of Gail Keir of LifeSil, Ricky Lee became the executive director of LifeSil at the end of April. She said MCLP gave her the resources that she needed to learn how to work with others in a better, stronger, and more impactful way. And another big emphasis we have is understanding yourself. She said it helped me know myself in a way that allowed me to become even more aware and appreciative of others' unique strengths. So she really credits MCLP helping her towards this journey of now leading a large organization which provides disability rights and access services. And then just this week, Jay Tumalov, also from the class of 2015, was sworn in as a human rights commissioner with the town of Normal. He also serves on the Bloomington Normal Minority and Police Partnership. And he credits MCLP for helping him make so many connections in this community. We bring in people from all different professions, from all different ages, different ethnicities, religions, and people just come in and get such a diverse network that really it can take them wherever they want to go.
The website is bn-mclp.org.
That is correct. Class participant applications are due May 31st, and nonprofit project applications are due June 8th.
Just make sure that you know that you're going to have to invest some time in this.
It is a big time commitment. We have class two times a month, one Thursday night and one Saturday. And in addition to that, people work on projects and they have one-on-one meetings with an individual mentor.
Linda Bolivar, the executive director of the Multicultural Leadership Program. Hey, we'll see you again next month.
All right, thank you.
Tell us about all the applicants you got and maybe what some of the proposed projects that have been submitted are.
That would be fantastic. Thank you.
Very good.